Listener Production.
Hi, and welcome to Wide Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Just briefly taking a look at the weather first. Rain and the chance of a thunderstorm for our region, reaching a top of 23 degrees. Here's a look at what we're covering Tuesday, May 24. Tourists snapped with pet cats on Gari, free flu jabs for all, and Keith Pitt defends the Nationals. Just when rangers thought they'd seen it all on Gari Fraser Island, a pet cat has been spotted. Images of the couple and their feline friend were shared to social media and then passed on to authorities, who are right now trying to track the offenders down. QPWS compliance manager Mike Dervey says dogs and cats were banned from the island in 2011 and for good reason.
Even with the best intentions, a cat can get away and can contribute to, if it survives, to any feral population of cats, and we want less cats, not more cats. There's always possibility of any domestic animal carrying a disease or virus, and on Gari, that could impact on the longer population.
Five penalty infringement notices at $137 a pop have been issued since November last year for bringing domestic pets onto the World Heritage listed site. We'll no longer be forking out cash for flu shots in Queensland. The Premier's announced they'll be free until the end of June as the state faces a severe outbreak of influenza A. Acting Chief Health Officer Dr. Peter Aitken says the flu can be easier managed in a vax community.
It's really important for us we extend the flu vaccination reach. Currently, for those people between the ages of 6 and 64, it's much harder to access flu vaccination and our rates are much, much lower. That's also on top of a community that hasn't had exposure to flu A for the last 5 years.
The Wide Bay has recorded 19 cases of the flu so far this year. Hinkler election winner Keith Pitt says the Nationals are not to blame for the coalition loss. The outgoing Resources Minister adding his party has held up its end of the deal by retaining all its seats. And while it was a campaign unlike any other he's experienced, he says going forward locally, his job remained the same, fighting for lower cost of living, housing and job security.
Fundamentally, these things are important to the people I represent. That's why we made those commitments. Money is in the budget to deliver those commitments. And if we do not receive them, it's because they've been cut by the new Labor government.
And Hervey Bay Police are seeking the community's help in tracking down a man accused of assault. They say an altercation broke out at the Fernand Conservation Park in Wollongong a couple of Sundays ago. It's believed the man was riding a dirt bike too close to two people riding their horses, causing them to be spooked. Words were exchanged between the riders and the man on the bike verbally threatened them and then threw a log at them. A picture of the man is on the My Police website. Take a look and if you recognise him, get in touch with authorities. Now to what's happening in sport and to Bundaberg Rugby League. The ATW Tigers caused a big upset at the weekend. They managed to beat second place East after holding them to just 4 points in wet and wild conditions. And Hervey Bay Boccia is back on today at the local PCYC from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's an all-inclusive sport and all abilities are welcome. If you need information about the program or assistance, get in touch with the Sporting Wheelies and Disabled Association. And that's all for this episode of Wide Bay Burnett Local News. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at southqldlocalnews@sca.com.au. Listener.